It's interesting you say that, Ginny, because there is a question that's just got here from Dan Wheeler by email to chris@nakedscientist.com. And he and his fellow listener, Thomas, say, and this is, I guarantee, going to have everyone nodding, can you tell us why it seems that the first second takes longer to pass when you first look at a clock with a second hand? And it's absolutely true, isn't it? You must have all noticed this. And I think it comes down to what you're saying, basically, which is that the processing delay through your visual system is at least 150 to 200 milliseconds. In other words, a pretty high fraction, a fifth of a second goes by between the time that actually something is presented to you and then you actually being able to process that information through your visual areas of your brain. And it may take up to a third of a second before your consciousness then integrates that and puts that visual stimulus into your conscious experience. So when you're looking at the clock, there's going to be a delay when you first look at the clock while your visual system compares what is the clock looking like, what did it look like, oh look, it's now moved, and then it becomes a streamlined process.
The other time where you see that delay is if you've ever done that thing where you've glanced, seen something out the corner of your eye and thought that it was a spider or a snake and had that moment of panic and then noticed that actually, no, it's the garden hose or it's, you know, some fluff on the side. You get that moment of panic because your unconscious parts, the subconscious parts of your brain, register the threat. And then the conscious parts get the information from your visual system and go, oh no, hang on, it's just a garden hose, calm down. So then you can really see that difference between how fast your unconscious and conscious processing is.
Fantastic question, though. Thank you.